Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Jump straight in it. Remote Aussies don't have equal access to household electricity protections. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Lee White, ANU College of Asia and the Pacific. So on the line, Dr. Lee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Thank you
How
very
are you?
Much. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So where are you based, Dr. Lee?
I'm currently based in Canberra.
In Canberra. All right. Thank you. Big shout out to the mob there. A big statement, remote Aussies don't have equal access to household electricity protections. And that's sad for that statement to be stated in the 21st century. Not good.
Yeah, that was what we thought when we made the maps and saw that.
So enlighten us, please, why this is the case and what do we need to do?
Well, the why is a big question. What we wanted to first understand was the what. You know, is there a difference? And we saw that there was. And so what we can say from that is this is arising from different legal arrangements across the country. And so you've got the national electricity market that offers quite good protections in the states that are part of it, but it doesn't even cover all of the communities in those states because some of them have exceptions to the legal protections. And so what we really thought when we set out to actually look at these several hundred legal documents to determine what the situation was, well, the first step is seeing where isn't protected, and then the next step is making some noise about it.
Well exactly. Look, some of our people in remote communities have stated that we live in a first world country, but we live in third world standards in remote communities. That could be a fair comment.
Yeah, I'd say so. And one of the motivators for this research was some prior work we did, and we saw very, very high disconnection rates for prepayment customers, and that this was happening a lot during those really high temperatures when you need your electricity to keep your house comfortable or to keep your food cool and all of those things. And that was when the disconnections were happening. And they were so frequent compared to the experience in cities that we thought, are they under the same type of regulatory situation? Do they have the same protections? And so we went looking and we were able to make this map that shows, well, no, it's really different depending on where in the country you are. Yes. You're experiencing an entirely different set of legal protections for your electricity to your home. And that's going to make that experience of living in that home really different depending on where in the country you are.
Of course. Dr. Lee, with these findings, what do you do with the findings?
Well, we think that the places that don't have the protections should have the protections. And so from there, it's a matter of identifying, we have identified those organizations that are responsible for the protections. And so there are formal opportunities, such as whenever there's reviews of the electricity legal regulations in those locations. Those do come up pretty often, but they tend to not get a lot of engagement. So that's one thing to keep an eye on. And the other is to just consider who does have the ability to change those regulations. A lot of the power is at the state level and then within states.
Well, we're probably talking, Dr. Lee, all levels here. We're talking mayors of communities. We're talking state and federal ministers as well.
Yeah, certainly. I think it's something that does have a lot of relevance across all of those levels, you know, regardless of whether that's the particular individual making that regulation. It's something that affects all of those levels and should be engaged with by all of those levels.
Mm. And when did you start the so-called research and your findings, and how long this has been going on? And as I said, with the information, who do you take it to? Ministers, Member of Parliament? What do we do with it?
We started mapping it back in 2021.
Okay.
And so our map reflects how things were in the middle of 2022. We are thinking about who best to contact within those Commonwealth agencies and state agencies, and that is going to be a next step as we prepare a policy brief for that. But, of course, we're also hoping that, and speaking to many other organizations that are that have a lot of concern about this, and so they'll also be doing their own activities.
Sure.
It's really going to not be a single person that can, or a single group that can cause change.
It's a team effort. It's a team effort, isn't it? And with the findings, it puts a bit of weight behind the findings in regard to solutions and actions to be adhered, yes?
Yes, what we really wanted to do with this was first get it all on a map, which speaks for itself a little, but also to do those correlation tests. And so, yeah, that's how we can make that quite strong statement that remote communities really aren't getting the same protections that's supported by the data.
Well, we're not waiting for a death so we can act on it. We need to act now before a death. Prevention is what we're talking about, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely, because that lack of, if you've got your electricity cutting out on a really hot day, which we're having a lot of at the moment, that can be quite unhealthy for you, and that's only going to get worse with climate change, which we're seeing every year.
Yeah, and that's got nothing to do with global climate. It's just regarding the installments of the electricity and the protection while putting the electricity in, yes?
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of places that don't have the protections are places where there might be some big solar going in next door, but they still might be having their own electricity disconnect.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you very much for the conversation. We shed light on it, and we need government to act. And thank you for your conversation. And I think it's great research, Dr. Lee, and all the best to you and your team.
You too. Thank you for your time and conversation and your insights.
Okay, lovely. You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Deadly Yarn there. Dr. Lee White, her name is ANU College of Asia and the Pacific. And we're talking about remote Aussies don't have equal access to household electricity protections. And we are talking about the 21st century, 2024, and that's not good enough. We shouldn't be waiting for death to act on it. There you go. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Inside I climb, I find my sacred, sacred side. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo Yalanji, cuckoo Yalanji girl. Come shine your lights, brighten up the world.
the world. Kukuyalanji, Kukuyalanji, Kukuyalanji girl. You open up, I hear you speak, I'm dreaming of a world. You're rising up above the gorge to break that evil curse. That stone, my heart, shatters when you go. Your love blows out my soul and down, down into the earth. Come shine. Kukuyalanji girl, come shine your lights brighten up the world. Kukuyalanji, 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 Kukuyalanji girl. Like a star.
This is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk flag, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7. I remember the day. Thank you.
Yeah, Sarah Beans. That's Fred and Richard Quiart. And look, all my mob there, my family, a connection there. We're Dunley Island Arabs, so beautiful to hear that song. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumber Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS. Big shout out, NERS. Thank you very much, National News Radio Service. And you can also text a brother, 0457140550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Yarn Up Strong, your second show back in 2024. Been running the show here for about 11 odd years, and I love delivering the show. And big shout out to the BBM crew here, and the staff, and the board of directors, and the management. Thank you very much for allowing me to sit in the seat. And like I said, it is your vehicle. I'm just steering it, driving it, that's all. And you can help drive by calling in and adding to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Let's look at what's making news. ABC News here. Alakwa Cox brings authentic deaf and Indigenous representation in Echo. Alakwa Cox is making history in the lead star in the new Disney series, Echo. Cox, who is deaf and hails from the Melbourne Nation, the Memory Nation in Westcott, and Monday on Good Morning America. And that brings in access to her, give her a platform to address and the importance of a representation in Hollywood. The authentic representation is so important that these deaf kids can feel like I'm finally here. I feel like I have worth and I can do anything I want to go for. And maybe they can see that animation is me. And when they the thought of being on screen, Cox will accomplish by her American Sign Language interpreter. So look, it's a fantastic platform, and using that as a tool to put deaf Indigenous kids front and centre. There it is. Have you say, Yana Strong, add to the conversation in National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Too deadly.
That's what you get. down.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinja Country, BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yeah, so Happy New Year, here we are, second program for 2024. We had a bit of a hiccup just before Christmas. Ex-Cyclone Jasper gave us a bit of a slap around, but we stand strong. We are still feeling the wrath of the ex-cyclone. And look, with that, we're going to catch up in Yarn now with Honourable Craig Crawford, MP, member for Barron River, and talk about what assistance is currently available for far north Queenslanders affected by the floods. On the line we have Craig. Craig, good morning. How are you?
G'day, mate. I'm good.
Good, mate. Thank you very much for coming to the program and, look, a very important conversation in regard to the assistance that people are needing and what is currently available for far northern Queenslanders affected by the floods.
Yeah, look, and look, there's lots out there, mate. I guess it's always hard, you know, for people to work out where to start and where to go and everything like that. And my advice is if you can get to one of the recovery hubs that have been set up, everyone's there. Everyone from all the government agencies, insurance companies, even counselling services. And if they don't know the answer, they'll find someone that does. And I know getting to recovery hubs can be problematic if you're in sort of remote areas.
Sure.
But they really are the key.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, it's a team effort. And hats off to people who weren't affected but jumped in to help people who were affected. It is a team effort, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, mate. And you hear the stories of of what people did to help out people they didn't know, you know, from helping them with livestock and their family. I heard stories of rescuing people off, you know, roofs, and it's just, you know, that's what we do, right? We're far northerners. We've exactly. done it for a long time, and, you know, this is going to happen again, right? So we'll keep doing it.
And could keep doing it, exactly. Now, ex-cyclone Jasper did cross the coastline up at Woodjil Woodjil. How is the Aboriginal community operating at the moment?
Yeah, look, they've taken a real big hit up there, and, you know, the recovery for Woodjil's going to be, you know, certainly some time. You know, there's going to be some massive rebuilding up there. But, you know, it's a strong community, strong community leadership. You know, they'll bind together. I know they've got lots of family and friends in Cairns and other places. I know there's lots of agencies up there. You know, it's going to take some time. That's going to be the thing. And I know that housing and Queensland Reconstruction Authority and the council and everyone's working really hard on it. But, you know, we'll get it back looking good, and, you know, being that nice, you know, that nice deadly community that it's always been up there.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, we're talking about also people who are small businesses, and regarding there's a grant, there's funding there, there's grant applications for funding. Is it the support in that, is easy access to it, and what's the, at the end of the application, is there thumbs up for money coming forward?
Yeah, look, and, you know, we've tried to be very careful about how we do the business support, because we know that there are businesses out there who didn't get flooded themselves, but who have lost business because, you know, whether it's the Captain Cook Highway closing or no tourists coming to town or no supply chain or no customers, you know. So there's different sorts of support out there. It's mainly for, you know, the smaller businesses. They're the ones that we're really concerned about, the mum and dad and the small ones that have either been directly impacted or have been indirectly impacted. Now, you can go online. Again, the recovery hubs are a good place, or the electorate offices, to get some of this information. But there are grants there and there is assistance there.
And the Captain Cook Highway to Port Douglas from Cairns, is that open or we're still closed there?
No, it's the latest one is that it's due to open in 4 days' time. We're obviously monitoring the rain that we've been having at the moment, but I haven't heard any changes, Trevor. I think I'm pretty sure that the latest number was that they were opening it at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, I think it was.
Sure.
For a full opening. Now, you're not going to be able to bore up there like Peter Brock. It's going to be a bit stop-start. There's been a lot of damage there, but that's the latest one. But we are really concerned about, you know, still the monsoon, you know, all these cyclones still hanging around. Main Roads is very concerned that if they get a lot more rain on those mountains, that it could create issues for them.
Exactly. And look, also hats off to Experience Go, Calypso, doing the cruises from Cairns to Port Douglas. They've come to the table as well.
I know, that's awesome. And, you know, I wish I had time to sort of do it myself, because I reckon that would be an amazing
trip. Nice journey, yes.
Absolutely. And hey, look, maybe someone might actually do this, you know, even once the roads reopened again. I'd like to think there's a market there, mate. Absolutely, yeah.
Craig, thank you very much. Good talking with you, and look, all the best, and stay strong, keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Bye-bye. So there it is, Craig Crawford. He's the Member of Parliament, Honourable Member of Parliament, Member for Barron River, and just talking about the assistance that is currently happening here in Far North Queensland to people who are affected by the floods, whether it be just residential or people in business or whatever the case may be. But as he pointed out, I believe the Port Douglas Road, Captain Cook Highway, will be open in about 4 days' time. I did mention Experience Co, Calypso, doing the cruises from Cairns to Port Douglas, back and forth, but I believe the inland routes are open through Mariba and Mount Molloy Way, the wrecks look out that way. So there it is, and that's from ex-cyclone Jasper. Give us a bit of a slap around, but that's Mother Nature speaking up, and if Mother Nature want to flex its muscle, it'll do so, and that's what Jasper did for us here. But look, we are strong, and we just need to adapt to what Mother Nature throws at us. Stay strong, you mob. Keep in touch. And if you want to give us a call and tell us how you've fared over the Christmas period with Cyclone Jasper, or maybe you just want to yarn about what's moving forward and what's your plan in business, in school, education, university, or the format of the Australia Day coming up. Well, we say Survival Day. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Yeah. Jingida bali naji, abu mijana ji, abu mindi gai bagat barana ji, bagat barana ji. Jingida bali naji, abu mijana ji, abu mindi gai bagat barana ji.
Over 60,000 years we've been in this place. Elders have told stories of seeing the winds change. Now it's a new world of suffering and pain. It's a wonder that I'm here to rap about it today. Is my mindset straight to get ready for it mentally? Cause life was so hard in the 21st century. Pushed to the brink with tax and Centrelink. A forced lifestyle, I won't let them overthink. Don't let them overdrink, cause they know how we get wild. Reminiscing on how we used to do on the K-side. Sometimes I sit and think about the old days. But I wouldn't have my fam, so now to me it was an old face. It's hard to see the light when you're low paid. I took a job as a father, now I'm shining like a gold chain. I lay tracks like a soul train. I'ma pave the way for the young and old, okay, mama. Yeah. I walk a mile on this fine line, projecting light inside a tomb like canaries in a coal mine. Hold you down in these low times, just trying to provide for my family, but these devils try to co-sign. You feel the levels of these dope rhymes, receive the knowledge of this game through the pain, watch your hope rise. Clear the air, smoke will subside. Any plane is necessary for canaries in a coal mine. My line is strong, my people stood proud. I found my footprints on ancestors' trade routes. They've given me the strength, so I see without a doubt how they always stayed real. They never made it. I was walking to a crossroad of lost souls. Mike by my side, I had to pay toll. Had to show my jambu to the right road. Damn near had to strap up and go cold. But now I see will they be backing up culture without going digital? We need more originals, classic elders, spiritual. Seen on TV, no ridicule. In black I see life as cynical, but if you get over that bridge, we can live life imperial, kid. Without hate in our heart, time for making a start. I'm down for shaping the art of building faith in this ground. Let's go. I walk a mile on this fine line, projecting light inside a tomb like canaries in a coal mine. Times trying to provide for my family, but these devils try to co-sign. You feel the levels of these dope rhymes, receive the knowledge of this game through the pain, watch your hope rise. Clear the air, smoke will subside. And claim is necessary for canaries in the coal mine.
Yeah, canary in a coal mine. That's Dub Zone here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yeah, we live up here in far north Queensland, and the price we pay is for the monsoonal season, which is cyclone season, we like to call it. And looking at the Cairns Post here today, BOM has an eye on potential cyclone. A coral sea tropical low will intensify next week, according to the weather forecast models. And while the national forecast has given the OSU system a 25% chance of reaching a cyclone intensity on a coastal impact are expected at this stage. The Bureau of Meteorology has rated the developing system a low chance of forming into cyclone on Friday, which will intensify to a moderate chance of on Monday. The tropical low is expected to develop into the Coral Sea, has moved and before powering up and potentially moving back towards the southwest, while it is expected to remain offshore for the next 7 days. So there's the warning, or keeping an eye on it anyway. The BOM is doing that, Bureau of Meteorology. And like I said, far north Queenslanders, that's the price we pay living in beautiful tropics, that the cyclone season, monsoonal, is always around Christmas, January, February, and we are at that point in time. So there it is. Give us a call. How you handle the cyclone, and regarding how you're sitting, especially more from Woodja Woodja, as I'm speaking earlier to Honourable Craig Crawford, MP, Member of Parliament, for Member of Barron River, and talking about the strong community up there, Woodja Woodja, and standing strong after the ex-cyclone Jasper did hit the coast. So give us a call if anyone's listening and tell us how you fare. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Thinking about your body next to mine, butterflies gonna keep on flying. You're too messed up to remember.
Hey, you mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Islands. aiming for the sky. Please open your mind. I need room to fly. Cannot deny. You will never clip these wings. Not gonna walk over me. I'll prove it over and over again. I'm ready for.
Ready for the sky there. That's our Badra here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That's what it's all about. Shoot for your goals and dreams. They say shoot for the moon if you miss your land amongst the stars. So go all out. Young ones always say YOLO. You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. Live life to the fullest, your mob too deadly. Well, it's come to time with 20 Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you very much for your company. Back in a hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. And with that, we'll have Royston Noel, who'll take us to the news, National Indigenous News, with his daily track, Dreaming. And that's what it's all about, dreaming, living life to the fullest, your mob. Vision, have vision. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
I'm moving with the wind. It's time to go. I gotta make up my mind. Should I stay or should I go? It's gonna be real hard, leaving everything you know. I gotta do this for me. It's time to start a new show.
A big city on my mind. Gotta leave all behind. Going into it all blind. To my wings and fly. I know I gotta look inside. To let me shine bright. It's gonna be real hard, leaving everything you know.